What I was doing, our problem was to produce uranium-235. And we used essentially a mass spectrometric technique. This fellow, Bob Thompson, who was my superior, had worked for NEER, A.O. NEER, I guess it was Minnesota, who built the first mass spectrometer. And so we built a device. My particular job was to prepare the uranium, the raw uranium tetrabromide, into a capsule, which we then put into the mass spectrometer, broke the capsule, and then evaporated the uranium tetrabromide, separated. We used to produce on the order of a milligram or so a day. It was a very slow process. But that was my job, basically, as a chemist. But I had certain side interests, and I remember one time this fellow Herb Bridge and I decided that I had to do titrations, and I wanted to do potentiometric titrations. So, but rather than use a galvanometer, which is very, very slow, we were going to build. So Herb and I started building the amplifier, and Bob Thompson walked in and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, we're going to build an amplifier." And he got very upset, and he said, "Oh, no, you can't do that. Go back to doing what you were before." So then, about a little later, about the same time, there was a decision taken. There had been a fair number of successes elsewhere, at the Fermilab, of course. Yeah. And so they decided to stop operations at Princeton. And we were offered, or I would have been offered, a choice. You could go either to some strange place in Tennessee, or you could go to this even stranger place in New Mexico. I wasn't offered, because as soon as I heard about it, I said, "Well, you know, this is not for me. I'm a city boy." And I had connections in Washington. So I said, "Well, I think I'll go back to Washington." So that's what happened. And in retrospect, it probably was a big mistake. This fellow Bridge went off to Los Alamos, and he'd write me a card every now and then how things were going there. But I went back to Washington, and I got a job at the National Bureau of Standards. This was in, now we're up to 1943, early 1943.